Japan is still trying to recover from the March 11th earthquake and tsunami, which killed over 15,000 people and left 10,000 more missing. Catholic charities in the country are providing food and other aid to thousands of survivors. The president of the Pontifical Council, Cor Unum, has recently returned from the country, where he saw firsthand the devastation of the earthquake. He also brought a donation of $100,000 from Pope Benedict XVI. Monsignor Anthony Figueredo, an official at the Pontifical Council, told Charles Collins that material aid is only part of the charity being provided by the Church.
The Pontifical Council Cor Unum is the Dicastery for Charity of the Holy Father, and it is the wish of the Holy Father to give signs of his closeness and compassion to anyone who is suffering, both in spirit and in material terms. And so the Pontifical Council Cor Unum has certainly helped on a material level, initially providing in the name of the Holy Father $150,000, and on this recent trip of Cardinal Serra, a further $100,000. Also, at the Mass on Holy Thursday, $25,000 was collected just at that Mass for the victims in Japan. The most important work we do, however, is to give this sign, not in terms of wanting to resolve the whole problems in terms of finance, but really a sign that the Holy Father is close to these people, that he cares about them, that he is really concerned that they can pick up again from the massive destruction. This is the work of this Pontifical Council, to bring the charity of Christ even to a people where Christians are less than 1%, we see in them Christ. We see in them the possibility to announce the love of God through these signs of compassion.
You mentioned the monetary contributions that the Holy Father has made through Cor Unum. Japan is not a poor country. We usually, when we see disasters like this, it's usually in the developing world, for example. Does this pose unique challenges or opportunity when such a rich country suffers in this way?
Yes, you know, the Holy Father says in his encyclical Deus Caritas Est that the greatest suffering of the human person is not the material one, even though it is great, but the very absence of God. And often we find this absence of God in the countries that are most developed, such as the United States, such as Japan. So it's essential that our charity doesn't only come to resolve the material needs, but opens the heavens for people who are suffering. Going to Japan, going to a developed country in the name of the Church, announces to these people that God exists, that the God of Jesus Christ exists, and we announce that this Jesus Christ, who died on a cross, which was a sign of complete failure, complete apparent forgetfulness of God, God raises Jesus from the dead and brought new life even from a great tragedy.
The Cardinal has recently returned from Japan. Did he in any way share with you any of his impressions of what he saw?
The Cardinal was very moved, first by the enormous destruction and devastation. I think we all saw those images on television and were touched by those images, but to see them in person, even 2 months after the disaster, he told me, for example, traveling through Japan and seeing huge fields filled with objects such as washing machines or pieces of cars, touched him greatly how precarious life is. Everything can be washed away in the twinkling of an eye. But secondly, he was very moved by the response that has been taken place. It is true that a tsunami struck Japan enormous, but there has been an even greater tsunami, in his words, a tsunami of charitable witness to this great tragedy. And he's been struck by that response, the Caritas in Japan, other agencies, and also the dynamism of the Japanese people. They get up and nothing stops them. Nothing stops them. And I think that's a word for all of us. We move forward despite the tragedy.
And to touch on this, you mentioned this aspect of the Japanese people. One thing we also saw on television was there were no riots, there was no looting, that in the face of disaster, that people lined up to do what they had to do. They dealt with it in what we'd hope everyone would deal with it in that way. There's any thoughts on this aspect of it, of how the Japanese people have borne it?
I think it's a further sign that God brings good from tragedies. There is goodness in every human person. One doesn't have to be a Christian to be good. But it's a sign, certainly to me, of the Holy Spirit acting in these people that they were able to cooperate, they were able to collaborate, they were able to look after each other. In many ways, they incarnated that first and most important commandment, love of God through love of neighbor. And so I think it's something that we can all learn from, that when there is tragedy, not only on a massive scale, but even in our own homes, even in our own neighborhoods, we need to have the two eyes open, love of God and love of neighbor. There cannot be love of God without love of neighbor. And this is what the Japanese people told us, even though most of them are not Christians.
And was there anything else you wanted to add?
I would simply say that the cardinal himself also attended a mass for the beatification of Pope John Paul II. He also visited the great region of Sendai, where the earthquake and the tsunami wreaked its greatest havoc. And there he was able to pray with these people. He was able to give them a rosary in the name of the Holy Father. And he's promised that the church will not abandon those who suffered. Very often after a major tragedy, we saw this also in Haiti, after the initial enthusiasm, many of the secular agencies move out, and we forget that this is perhaps the greatest time that people need help. The cardinal has promised in the name of the Holy Father that we will not forget Japan, just as we have not forgotten Haiti. And this is the appeal he makes to us through financial donations, but most importantly, through our prayer, through our goodwill. Let us continue to remember those who suffer in Japan.